This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Front lines. It's no brag. It's just fact.
From the front line.
You just gotta be willing to die.
Information war.
To live.
It's Alex Jones.
Everybody else is not willing to fight. So they're slaves. But now we see the New World Order going onto the rocks. It's bad for business. James Leslie Rawls, North Korea, the calm before the storm speech, now confirmed to be a threat to North Korea. Is this all just saber rattling? I don't want a war. I love my four children. At the same time, I know North Korea is evil. It's not like these Middle Eastern wars. This is a real threat given weapons by the globalists. Trump appears to be cleaning up the globalist mess in the Middle East and now this. But I don't want a strike, but he does get more belligerent. How they even get the UN and others on board for the U.S. to basically stand up North Korea. What do you make of this situation?
Well, Alex, I think that you're right that most of it is saber rattling. The threat of an actual shooting war with North Korea is relatively small, but the implications of that happening are huge because North Korea is now a nuclear-armed power. So the threat there is credible. A lot of it, though, is grandstanding and saber-rattling for the sake of consolidating power in the United Nations and backing up the longstanding American position in the region. You know, a lot of your listeners may not realize, but peace was really not ever declared on the Korean
Peninsula. Yeah, the war is still going on. It's like the ceasefire.
There's still a state of war in existence. It's just there's just simply been a ceasefire since the early 50s. So, yes, that very well could re-erupt, and it could be very ugly when it does if nukes start getting bobbed around. My real doubts about the situation involve North Korean technology. Obviously, they have fission bombs. I kind of doubt that they have any kind of deliverable fusion bomb. And I also have doubts that they have sufficient miniaturization
to deliver
to put their nuclear weapons on their.
So you don't think they have hydrogen bombs yet?
Well, a hydrogen bomb, you know, takes a fission bomb to set off a fusion bomb, a hydrogen bomb.
Takes an atomic bomb to detonate a hydrogen
bomb. Right. I don't think they're going to. They're not going to have the ability to miniaturize. Certainly, hydrogen bomb technology for many years, and they may not even have the ability to miniaturize their fission bomb, their atom bomb technology.
I agree with you. The evidence shows that. Why are they getting so belligerent and just so crazy? Is that a sign that Kim Jong-un is weak and he's doing it for domestic control?
I think a lot of it may be for, just for domestic consumption, to try to consolidate his power. He comes from a whole dynasty of absolutely paranoid dictators. His father and his grandfather were both notoriously paranoid. There have been multiple killings within the family to consolidate power and to prevent any kind of attempted coup within the regime. So the level of paranoia, the level of xenophobia is just off the charts.
That's a great point. So people think that the West is racist, and we're the least racist group. You go to Asia, man, they all hate each other. Like, it is just incredible.
Yeah. The level of xenophobia there cannot be underrated. And the level of paranoia is similarly just, again, off the charts. So it makes it almost impossible to predict how Kim Jong-un might react to particular situations.
All right, that's why it's so dangerous. We'll keep watching. An amazing analysis. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. Find his books there. Thank you, James.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar on local stations, TV and radio across the country, and of course, at News Wars. There's a war in the media, newswars.com, as well as prisonplanet.com. Now, let's go ahead and go over some of these articles. I'm going to open the phones up about the big Vegas cover-up developments coming out. The North Korea situation, the NFL running up the white flag. They're trying to exercise power over America and a lot more. But I'm also going to get to a story Paul Watson posted this morning that I should have led the show with. I just got so focused on the incredible news of them changing the narrative, admitting people were getting shot earlier than they were inside the hotel, that they think there were accomplices, that he went to the Middle East. I mean, the whole thing's unraveling. Exactly as we told you it would. It's simply incredible. But this big news is on InfoWars.com. And you know, Paul sometimes has kind of light headlines for stuff that is just over-the-top important. And you read this story. We already know these numbers, but we had 2015 numbers. The government always comes out close to a year later with last year's numbers. And you can play games with statistics, but murders, they got a really accurate number on the number of folks that actually got killed, that were enrolled as dead. This is one of the most accurate numbers out there. There's obviously people missing that you have to factor into that, but this is InfoWars.com, Paul Joseph Watson, and this is the type of article that they censor on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. This is what they don't want out. And, folks, I'm not putting this out to put down black people. The media, whenever there's black-on-white crime, newspaper editors have said they tell their writers not to say the race of the person. But then if a white person kills some black people, they go out of their way, mainly the white editors, the leftists, to say all white people are to blame because some scumbag killed 9 innocent black people in a church in South Carolina. But then when a black guy shoots 9 white people, thank God only killing one, and says he does it because he hates white people, they censor it if you even report on what he said. Or if Islamists say, go out and rape Western women, they censor that. Or they censor the rape epidemic in Sweden or Germany. I mean, this is happening to InfoWars. This is going on. They have Republican congressional candidates that put out really just nice, friendly videos on Twitter, Marsha Blackburn, it gets a couple million views. They just ban it and tell her it's banned for violating their rules. So we've hit next level censorship, but listen to this censored info. We now have the 2016 numbers. 10 months later, we get them. Usually it's a year. Usually it's in December we get them, or January. This is a little early. New FBI crime stats show white privilege might not be America's biggest problem. And for every homicide by a black person, there's 12.37 for white people killing 1.42 and Hispanics 2.54. And if you look at the numbers from the year before that, and they're also in the new one, I haven't had time to just pulling on to murder rates and crime rates here. If you index it, you find whites are twice as likely per capita to be, or right at twice. It's not quite twice. Right at twice as likely to be killed by police. Now, does that mean police want to kill white people? No. The only racism there, as you could just say they're politically correct or scared, is they slow roll into lower income areas that happen to be black because they know they might get shot in the back or demonized. They're not going to risk their life going into a home invasion or a, in many cases, a domestic disturbance. That is super dangerous, whether it's black folks or white folks or whoever. That's the most dangerous thing is a domestic disturbance, because people, their emotions are up with their mate or their kids or whatever's going on. Anybody knows, you know, tempers can flare. That's a dangerous situation to walk into some family fight. People are wound up. They're emotional. They're not thinking. Well, are the cops going to roll into, say, a house with, you know, a family of 10 people in it while people are yelling and screaming and waving guns? No, they're going to drive on down the street and call the SWAT team. And it's going to take them 30 minutes to an hour to get there, and by then somebody's going to be dead. Because you also look at the statistics, a lot of cops are getting killed going into white domestic disturbances. But they're risking their lives because on average they think they're appreciated going in there. But if they're not appreciated and going to get shot in the back, they're not going to show up. So that's the facts. You got 3,000 people plus a year shot in Chicago, close to 1,000 dead. Nobody's talking a couple hundred black people killed by cops, thousands dead in Chicago. Thousand shot. So this article has the latest numbers, and they're even more dramatic than the year before. While some blame mass shootings in Las Vegas on white privilege, new FBI crime statistics suggest that while white people may not be the main source of the problem when it comes to violent crime. I love how Paul said may not be. These statistics are conclusive. I love Paul to death. He's so prolific and so great. This is a very... It needs to be shocking new statistics show blacks commit 10 times more homicides than whites. Censored data. I mean, you know, I don't understand. Whatever. Just get the article out, folks. Newly released figures covering 2016 that break down arrests in terms of race illustrate how black people are still vastly overrepresented in virtually every crime category. Despite making up 13% of the population, total arrests of black people are 2,263,000. Compared to 5,858,000 arrested white people who make up around 73% of the population. Yeah, but all of them are about to die. That's why, like, in a decade, it'll be 60% non-white. So one reason they're not committing a lot of crime is their young people commit most of the crime. So, see, a lot of that's also skewed by that. But it is the numbers. Black people are the most likely and more likely than whites to be arrested for murder and non-negligent manslaughter despite being a minority, with 52.6% of arrests in this category being African-Americans. 13% of the population, 52% of the arrests for it. Of adults arrested for murder, 52% were black or African-American, 45.4% were white, and 2.6% of other races, reports the FBI. Did you hear that? Black people are also overrepresented in virtually every other category, including robbery, rape, aggravated assault, motor vehicle theft, and prostitution weapons violations. And show folks those graphs. Okay? And remember, even Obama's Justice Department tried to manipulate these numbers down. It didn't work, folks. And if you want to know why, starting in the 60s, the black community had lower crime rates on average than many other communities, the lowest level of illegitimacy. But they had the highest number of new jobs and had decided to, hey, you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm not defending what happened to them, but they said, we're going to dress nice, have our own businesses, and we're not going to shop in the cracker areas. And it made them incredibly successful. I'm not saying the suppression was good, but it made them have their own communities, their own systems, made them become successful under the pressure. And then they came up with a great society, and as LBJ's letter said, I'm going to have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. We're going to tell them not to have men in the house, break up their families, break up those black churches, and we're going to have control over them. And boy, did they do it. Then they hyped up the gangster culture in the media. They pushed it. That was tough. That was cool. That's how a black man got ahead. And they had them primed for the prisons. And it's been the same thing ever since that. And MTV in the early 90s, they told top rock stars, I've talked to two of them myself, you better start doing hip-hop and having these hip-hop artists on, because we're going to force-feed it and make it the future. Really, they were just using top acts to force-feed gangster rap, and setting them up. And they told him, we don't just want the normal rap that was pretty popular. We want the gangster, tough guy, thug garbage, so that all these kids thought their dad that went to church and their dad that, you know, worked at a shoe shop or was a janitor. And I'm not saying those are jobs they all should have had. Point was is that they were working hard. That wasn't cool. I'm going to go out and rob somebody. I'm going to be cool. And the media literally advertised to black folks to become criminals, and they went and did it. And then they got murdered in mass, killed in mass. The cocaine got shipped in. They got put in the prisons, and then the whole cycle was created, and now they're doing it to everybody else. But this crime statistics show it, and this is what the Democratic Party and everybody else is pushing. This is what they want, because if they can't abort black people, they want to make sure you end up in prison, as Hillary Clinton said. And so you need to wake up from that trance and realize they're your enemy. We'll be back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Waging war on corruption, trashing the lies and disinformation. You found it. The true resistance against the globalists. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to take your phone calls, toll free. First-time callers, yet again, want to give you a chance to get on air, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. That's been the Sunday phone line here on studios for years, 10 years, but I've been with GCN for close to 20. I guess it is about 20, but I'm now syndicating my whole transmission myself. I use GCN as a backup. They're great folks, but I'm doing our own affiliate relations and communication with the radio stations and more. Before we go any further with some big breaking news here, don't forget, 50% off our number one selling product, BrainForce Plus, now with 20% more caplets in each bottle, the amazing healthy Brain Boost Nootropic. It's got all the known healthy compounds that healthily boost your brain focus and output. If you haven't tried BrainForce, now's the time. We sold out of this for months. I doubled the order. I thought we'd have enough for a month or so at the sale price. It's going to have to end in a week or so because it's so amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, let me tell you a little story here. Dr. Corsi is somewhat popular on air, and he does our political stuff in D.C., a lot of it. He's done a lot of great stuff in the past. He has a lot of great connections. But it's not really sexy, you know. It's kind of dry about, oh, they're raiding Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fund Obamacare. Or many other cases like that. But he writes those because it's for a D.C. audience. So, the articles don't go viral on InfoWars. A lot of folks read them, but they're just not viral. Like a Paul Watson article. But when you talk about delivering, and we're not getting paid any lobbying money for the American people. Because that's who we lobby for, our, you know, myself, you. Remember Rand Paul wanted to come on 6 months ago? His plan got pitched through Dr. Corsi and others. Quite frankly, Corsi first put out the plan and got the documents about defunding it. And not letting them raid Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So it's not about credit. It's showing how that's why they want to keep InfoWars off the president's desk. Because the president, when he gets good info, acts on it. This is huge. We should get Corsi on tomorrow. By the way, I'm not poo-pooing Corsi. It's like some guests aren't super viral, but with targeted audiences, they're super effective. Look at this article by Kit Daniels. As we predicted, Trump signed Rand Paul health care plan. Trump joins forces with Senator Rand Paul. And it's got the whole plan to basically defund it. Even if they don't get rid of the whole bill itself, they just defund it. And then that helps the American people not get ripped off. It forces states to bring in competition. It'll lower prices, give you higher quality care. They don't get to wreck American health care and then come in with a single payer, as Ezekiel Emanuel and Jonathan Gruber said. They both said, on television, you're stupid, we're wrecking it to take it over with the Republican blue blood scum. So, big article breaking it all down. And we've got all the Corsi videos in there where he broke it all down. Great job, Dr. Jerome Corsi, on that front. And again, the sheriff department's altered the timeline, saying he shot people before he opened fire when they said, and he did go to the Middle East like we first told you, and he checked in 3 days early like we first told you, and just, oh, I mean, it's just everything we told you is coming up. Oh, and Newsweek says ISIS may be behind it now. Oh, and the New York Times has been caught on tape admitting that they slant the news against conservatives and Trump. We don't really need Project Veritas to tell us that, but it's nice to have the video, isn't it? Oh, and I almost forgot, little Zook Zookie, Newsweek's reporting, exploited disaster with Puerto Rican virtual reality. He partners with the Red Cross because then they keep 90% of the money. It's all a big globalist scam. So A, he did that. And then he shows himself in Puerto Rico telling you how to do it. It's a virtual reality. Isn't that nice? His little sick avatar. It looks like it's what a three-year-old would watch. I love how everything Zuckerberg and NPR and all of them do is talk to you like you're an idiot. You know, that doesn't make sense. We're not idiots. They admit the message is the medium. The message is the medium. The delivery form. The way they give you the delivery, the fact that it's dumbed down, is designed to dumb you down. The medium is the message. And the message is the medium. But the medium's the message to dumb you down, to just talk to you like, oh, hi, I'm helping, I'm liberal. And you get the internal Facebook documents. We want to savage their minds, keep them totally depressed and isolated with our avatars controlling them. Then we can slowly make them depressed, give them Prozac and Lulox ads, while the avatars steer them towards our final objective. I am Mark Zuckerberg, psychopath god. I am your God. I will see with eyes. I will walk among you as a man. But first I must make you below the animals so that I can be higher than you. I am Mark Zuckerberg. I am your psychopath God. Kneel to me. Give me full control now. I will rule you. Once you've fallen, now put on the VR and let me put you in a trance, because we paid a lot of money at the UT Psychology Department testing on apes this flicker rate. So get ready to get put into an addictive trance and give your children those slave factory iPhones and let us into your minds, because we're going to tear you apart. We're liberal. Oh, we're so liberal. Liberal. So, we're going to come back and take your phone calls straight ahead, but let me tell you something. Zuckerberg is no god. He's a genetic psychopath who's nothing but a front man of old psychopaths, and he's what they think is the young and trendy. Oh, look, I'm trendy. I'm Zuckerberg. That's all, like Bill Gates was Microsoft's young tech genius. Boy genius comes up with IBM's front company. I'm the Harvard boy genius. Look at that. That is total, complete, lower brain, reptile, psychopath, weakling, chicken neck, coward, nothing, who believes you are his slave, and who believes that he's going to be able to politically run for office and use his huge censorship army to crush all opposition. Little baby Zook Zook. Well, we'll see how successful you are, chicken neck, because all you're doing is initiating the countdown to the psychopath's end and to total oblivion of you and your kind. Thank you for opening the gate, Zuckerberg. Thank you for lowering the drawbridge. Now that which you wish to control will politically destroy you. Phone calls straight ahead on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the fight against the parasite scum that would overturn God's plan. This is the great march of victory, the great contest against the tyrants. InfoWars.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Coming up, we're going to air the video edited down because it's a long video of a lady and others going through the hotel at Bellagio saying they saw shell casings, bullets, and the police told them that they were under attack as well. I mean, this went on. You can hear the shots coming from near the Bellagio. We've already played those a bunch. They're now admitting that he shot a security guard 6-7 minutes before any of this happened. They're changing their timeline. Now Newsweek says it might have been ISIS. I mean, this is a lot of big developments on that front. So we're going to go to Melissa, Eric, Matt. We're going to go to B, Stephen, Luke, Yoshi, and many, many others. Let's go to Utah, and let's talk to Matt in Utah. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome. Having a good day, Matt?
Oh, see that?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead. You're on air.
So, I got to thinking about it. You look at all these other terrorist attacks over in Europe, and you always have days, if not weeks later, they are making arrests. Why are we the fools here in the United States that aren't investigating anybody else? He looked at his girlfriend, and that's it. They're wanting us to start on this one guy? I don't think so, man. There's no way.
Well, that's because 90% of the Justice Department is still Obama, Clinton holdovers, and they're just blocking Trump. I appreciate your call. We got some background noise there. Thanks, Matt. Good point. I mean, we have the whole story's unraveled. It's admitted he went to the Middle East. It's admitted that he shot people beforehand. It's admitted that other stuff was going on. It's admitted that he had people there 3 days before. It's admitted there's a cover-up. And they keep changing their story, and we have the hostage rescue team source, and we have all the military sources saying clearly it's multiple firearms. This is powerful information. Thank you, Matt. Let's talk to Melissa in California. Melissa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was calling because I haven't heard anyone address this yet. In the beginning, when the press originally leaked the photos, they were on there for like 4 hours before they cut some stuff out of it. Even now, if you go to the UK website or where they leak them, it's cut out of their original pictures. There is a shoe in the picture, and you can see that it's a pant leg. And then behind the chairs back there is something, it's like a plaid shirt. It has black and white. And you can tell that it's a body.
You know, I remember those photos in the Sun, the Daily Mail, and then I didn't see them anymore where it's like his leg under the bipod and there is some stuff under the table. You're saying that's been taken down?
Well, you can still view it, but you won't be able to see the actual sheriff detective who's examining the bullet wound, obviously, at the head in there. I did some research on my own, and I looked up the sheriff's department, and I got pictures of everyone. Well, there's a black lady, and she has a white watch on. And if you look in the photo, you can see the white watch. You can see her hand on the head of whatever's back there. And it would make sense to me that
listen, ma'am, screenshot all this and send it to showtips at InfoWars.com right now. All you guys need, because it's the listeners and viewers that keep digging all this up. Please send it right now, but let me add this. What do you make of all the videos of multiple guns going off, all the shooting experts saying it's the case, and the sheriff's department now changing their story, saying he shot people before he went on the rampage, and for 10 days they've been covering that up, now admitting he went to the Middle East, which our sources told us day one. What do you make of now Newsweek having to admit that, yes, indeed, it may be an ISIS attack?
Well, I think it is. I think it is a terrorist attack, and I think that they didn't get the tip in time that it was going to happen, and they didn't get there. And I have a feeling, I have never seen a picture of Hate or Jesus Compost. You know, who is this guy? Is he a CIA? Is he, I mean...
Well, ma'am, do me a favor. We're going to look into what you're saying. But I remember it was like in the Sun, it was in the Daily Mail, I remember the photo that it was wider, and later I saw crop photos. So memory serves what you're saying. Everybody send what she's talking about to showtips@InfoWars.com. Thank you, Melissa. And then these are great calls. We're going to ferret all this out. Some of it's going to end up not being accurate. Like day one, Monday, you hear the gun going off. Looks like a flash from the fifth or sixth floor. Turns out it's a strobe light. Saw their video showing that that was the case. We said, folks, that was a lead we followed. Wasn't right. By Monday afternoon, media today came out and said, Jones says, this week that it's a shooting, but we know it's a strobe light. See? They're going back to what we early said to find anything that's wrong because they're so freaked out that they know that we've been proven right yet again. Okay, let's take more calls. Eric in Ohio wants to talk about the Vegas cover-up. I mean, it's now a cover-up, folks. I mean, we've solved the case in that we know they're covering it up, and the Islamic connections are evident. I mean, we have the HRT sources. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
You and Mr. Rawls already touched on it, but obviously we have an additional confirmed shooter at the Bellagio. I'm sure you've also heard reports that there was a shooter at Tropicana and possibly even down ground level at the concert. My theory at this point is this was supposed to be a much larger attack, possibly as many as 20-plus shooters, explosives involved, complete chaos. 2 points on that. One, as Mr. Rawls has correctly pointed out several times, you can only shoot one gun at a time, okay? And accounting for, you know, I've been shooting ARs and building ARs for 15 years. Even if one or two jammed, there's still 20-plus guns in that room. So I think the reason he got the hotel room early is because he was expecting more co-conspirators to come to the room to get armed, hence the camera system, hence the additional guests.
And then he got set up.
Yeah. Now, assuming the other shooters at the Bellagio and Tropicana are confirmed and police did take them out, it'd be very telling to find out.
Sure, it would probably mean that they were going to set him up but still try to get their shots in. But then from our witnesses, the Bellagio, the cops shot those people or stopped them. So looks like they were more on the ground.
Yeah, and let's see if there's any hotel security footage of those shooters going in and out of this.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you make of the whole story unraveling so fast?
I think with this day and age, it's inevitable. With the amount of technology, the cell phone cameras, it just becomes harder and harder. The second point I wanted to make was you heard the police, the sheriff, say that Paddock had a plan to escape, correct?
Yes.
So why make a plan to escape if you're a lone wolf and you have one exit on a 30-second
floor? He didn't commit suicide. I was told that by the HRT, and they've been proven totally correct.
Absolutely. So if you're going to have a plan to escape, if you think you're going to escape, all right, it's not going to happen if you're going to go one-on-one with SWAT. Now, if you have multiple shooters spread out throughout the city, all right, you have explosives, you have 20-plus shooters, complete chaos, that really, really increases your chances of not being zeroed in on.
And that's what the best brains think, is that most people got cold feet, warned the crowd, and that only 2 to 3 shooters were willing to carry out the triangulated fire.
And that's why his brother Eric is so squirrely. He knew about it. Absolutely. Last point, real quick, Alex. I just want to remind everybody, let's not forget about the you're all going to die lady. Okay, so what more do we know about her? Or more interestingly, why don't we know more about her?
Well, you sound like you do this professionally, Eric. Were you in the military or you're a cop?
No, sir, neither.
Well, the citizens are out there looking at this for themselves, and they're not buying it. And we got that footage coming up from the Bellagio that we're going to be playing for folks. Anything else, Eric?
No, sir.
You know, since we mentioned that, can we play the lady saying they're all going to die, and then other witnesses reportedly told the cops this? So the cops are looking for who's saying this. I mean, I think it's clearly not hotel staff, because they would just go tell the cops. It's probably people that got cold feet. But what a weird way to get cold feet. Why wouldn't you just call the police and say there's about to be a mass shooting? But then I go back to how do you get all those guns up in that hotel room when even top, you know, Wynn and others, top casino owners go, we profile you. When you leave, we search your room. I mean, that's what they do. Here's the clip of the lady that night there on October 1st talking about being warned you're all going to die.
So there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue, into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight.
Do you know why she was saying that? I mean, was this after the shots were fired? Or
it was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired. But then she was escorted out by security.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come right back. Thanks for the call, Eric. More calls straight ahead on other issues as well. We're going to go to Luke, Stephen, B.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came.
All right, we've already played the videos of multiple shots, multiple cadences of rifles overlapping each other. You've had top military experts, federal officers that testify in federal court, acoustic experts on, like Craig Sawyer, saying, Chloe, there's two different rifles going off at the same time in the first 2.5 minutes. We played those. But you've got at the Bellagio, close to a mile away, Renee Downs and her husband, who's a Marine, and said, you know, clearly they heard shots right up close, shell casings, glass on the ground. Her husband jumped on top of her. The cops said, get back inside. They were sheltering in place. She shot her Facebook mentions when they were, you know, hours later, still in there huddled. So we're going to play some clips of her talking about what happened that night and then another interview she did after that. Here it is. And again, this fits into the direction of the shots close to a mile away. And then later, bam, 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 right up on top at the Mandalay, right where the shootings we know took place. So here is that footage.
But these are all people randomly sitting inside.
All right, I had a little bit of a glitch on that video. We'll get to that later. There's always this, it's metaphysical. There's always this rush to get a video. And then it's always at the end, and then it doesn't work. So I just had a gut feeling not to play that video. We'll have that later with Owen Schroyer at 3 o'clock, coming up a little bit later in the broadcast with the War Room. And we're going to air it all together. We're going to air the guns going off. We're going to air all the stuff shooting together. We're going to air it all for you, coming up with Owen Schroyer at 3 o'clock. Today. Now, let's continue with the news here, as I was going to do. World's first sex doll brothel is being bombarded with requests for pedophilia and rape sessions by twisted pervs. That's right. Owner reports to folks. That's out of the Sun. That's being reported right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of serious cultural rot that's going on in this culture and this world. Also, RoboCops have been deployed in busy city centers and have been to control holiday crowds. Just little robots that look like the Daleks or whatever they're called from Doctor Who. Exterminate, exterminate. All they need is a little extermination deals on it. Exterminate, exterminate. So there you go. Continue. Liquor makers need to sober up. The decline in teenage drinking. That's because they're busy on a bunch of Prozac drugs and smoking marijuana that's more hardcore than heroin in many cases. Commit a crime, your Fitbit, key fob, or pacemaker could snitch on you. Yes, all little household and body appliances watching and tracking you in live time. So loving. Continuing, a fingerprint test that reveals a criminal's lifestyle to be used in court in months. The fingerprint technology can provide a criminal's lifestyle to be admissible in court and capable of detecting trace drugs, blood, alcohol, condom, lubricants, hair, and cleaning products, and other substances of forensic interest. Researchers say could help investigators learn much about a criminal's activities just from a fingerprint. They can also fake fingerprints and fake all that, which they've been caught doing. Why we're exhausted, stress, and social media are taking their toll. USA Today, yes, all this computer time, all the Facebooking, all the trying to keep track of it lowers our attention span to that of Daria in Saving or Finding or whatever it's called, Nemo, and it's not good for you. Take the phones away from your children. Stop letting them watch all the television. Go outside. You will be happier. The folks ask, why are you on the air? Why are you in the Matrix? Why do you do all this? Because I have to jack into this to reach people. But I don't want to be here. I want to wake people up. Young people are more interested in threesomes than ever. That's a big article out. University of New Brunswick found Canadian students thinking more freely about threesomes, but are held back by spirit because of fear of being stigmatized. No, what's happening is they're less sexually active now on average. Older people are more active. And so they see all this online. I think that's what a relationship is until they actually experience it. And it's not all it's cracked up to be. Just ask anybody. I've read about that myself. Never actually get it. But all the psychological studies. Is that it's not very fun. Let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. But I mentioned earlier, the big article by Paul Joseph Watson getting into massive black-on-white crime in the 2016 crime statistics that came out, showing the whole Black Lives Matter thing is a complete and total fabrication. Who's really being targeted racially is white people. Does that mean I hate black people? No. Does that mean the most black people are like this? No. But it means the new Black Panther Party and other groups, including CNN, promote killing white people as if they deserve it because they hype up the few questionable black deaths as if it's the end of the world to create the racial division. Totally cold-blooded and completely and totally sickening. I'm going to go back to a few of your phone calls here in a moment, but just again briefly, this is about to end. Caveman with the bone broth, with the turmeric, with the chaga mushroom, with the other concentrated things like bee pollen. It is about to sell out. 50% off is about to stop because I'm not going to run it up till it sells out. I'm going to then hold it back at the regular price. So Caveman's about to end. 40% off on our great vitamin B12 Secret 12. Highest quality out there, rated by third-party labs as the best out there, including ones that are adversarial and tested it. Ha ha, what morons. Anyways, Don't try jacking it. We've got it all three tested. You labs out there, you don't think we don't know your next plan. Now, continuing, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we can run this for another week, 50% off Brain Force, the amazing nootropic at InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. But a bunch of other specials in today as well, so be sure and check those out. You know, I want to play one more clip here. I played the first Bannon clip. Where he gets into all the things that are happening and how we're waging war on the Republican establishment and how they're the main enemy. And I totally agree with that. But I want to play his second clip about how Corker is quitting because he's a loser and now he may get indicted. So that's why he's attacking Trump. And he gets into the fact that he would get crushed by Marsha Blackburn, who Twitter and others are now censoring, but it's only blowing up in their face. So let's go ahead and play this clip. Then we'll go to break and come back with some more of your phone calls ahead of the guest host that will be hosting the fourth hour. Here it is.
Polled by people in the room, Ben Sasse, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Corker, and even McConnell, they trashed the president, but yet they can't get any of their promises completed. They are the swamp. Republicans are weak and pathetic, and they're lacking in identity. And the forgotten men and women that voted this election are being let down.
Look, they have total contempt for the forgotten man. They have total contempt for the base. That's what you saw in Alabama. In Alabama, where they came in with Luther Strange with $32 million to destroy Judge Moore, you saw what the base thought of them, right? The base totally rejected them. These people have no respect for the working men and women in the United States. And I tell you what, Senator Corker is an absolute disgrace. And I agree with Jason Miller, who is the comms director on our campaign. I think one of the best comms people around. Jason's on CNN, but he never talks out of school.
So sorry to hear that.
On CNN today, he called for Senator Corker to resign.
I agree with him.
For the governor of Tennessee to replace him with Marsha Blackburn, a real conservative. If Bob Corker has any honor, any decency, he should resign immediately. He should not let those words stand away. He said about the president.
He wouldn't win, Steve. That's why he's really getting out.
By the way, he got out because he saw what happened in Alabama. If he wants to, by the way, he should get back in because he's going to get crushed.
Marsha Blackburn would kill him.
He's going to get crushed in a primary. He doesn't have the guts to get in. So if he doesn't have the guts to get back in the race, he should resign.
Right, right. There are a bunch of cowards that just want to run around acting official and powerful when the whole world's moved on, everyone hates them, and nothing will put these scumbags back together again. By the way, Paul Joseph Watson is hosting the fourth hour today. It's going to be very informative, I'm told. A lot of breaking news there. And then we've got the three-hour war room with Owen Schroyer and others where we're going to go through right at the start of the show. All the witnesses, the multiple shooters, the fact that they've come out and had to admit that we're right, that he shot people earlier on, supposedly, and there's all these cover-ups, and he did go to the Middle East, and he was there earlier than they said. The cover-up is imploding. Another huge victory for the truth and justice, and for our credibility, they're trying to destroy. So we just go with the truth, go with our research, go with our gut. It continues to pan out over and over again. So thank you as listeners for your support, because InfoWars is only one focal point of the global awakening against tyranny that's happening from Africa, from South America to Central America, to North America, to Asia, to what's happening in Eurasia, what's happening in Europe. It is an amazing time to be alive, and I am just so honored to be here. The fourth hour coming up straight ahead. You know, a lot of times I host it, other times guest host. It's always a great grab bag. But it has folks with their stamina invigorated and ready to explode out of the gate. So that's the fourth hour. Many of our affiliates carry it. If they don't, please do. And please carry David Knight's Real News, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., syndicated by InfoWars right here at InfoWars.com/show.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio 30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.